Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 26, Tallinn 22 degrees.
The earlier crash in Midrand on the N1 South near Allendale Road is still causing some queuing traffic. Hopefully that gets cleared real soon. Edenvale is slow moving traffic on the R24 West, and that is at the N12 merge.
The city of Tshwane has reported that its reservoirs are critically low due to a power trip at the Palmeet booster pump. In an effort to aid recovery, Rand Water has opened additional inlet valves into Hartbeespoort Hoek Reservoir, aiming to reach at least 40% capacity. Here's city spokesperson Selby Seboka.
The city's team of technicians is currently in discussions with the Rand Water team to explore potential measures to address all our areas of concern. The city is once more urging customers to exercise patience during this difficult period as the network takes time to fully recover. Residents will be kept updated as and when there are new developments.
In case you missed the news earlier, the Gauteng Education Department has instructed all schools to suspend the sale of food within and around school premises until further notice. This follows an increase in incidents of foodborne illnesses, including the death of 6 children last month after eating snacks from a spaza shop in Soweto. The department's Steve Mabona.
Schools and SGBs are instructed to closely monitor and regulate vendors, tuck shops and other outlets that sell food to learners. No expired or repackaged food items are sold to learners. Any individual or business selling food to learners must comply with necessary regulations.
In the Northwest, the Special Investigating Unit conducted a search and seizure operation at the JB Marks municipality. The municipality is being investigated on allegations of maladministration. The SIU spokesperson, Kaiser Hanyaho, says the search and seizure operation was a last-ditch attempt to access documents needed for their probe into the matter. To neighbouring Mozambique now, and no South Africans are trapped in the country as a violent political unrest continues. This was confirmed by the Border Management Authority today. Deadly protests erupted on the 9th of October following the elections with allegations of, among others, voter rigging. Botswana's National Front party leader Duma Boko has officially been sworn in as the new president of Botswana. Boko was inaugurated today after last week's election victory.
I do swear that I will faithfully and diligently discharge my duties and perform my functions in the high office of President of the Republic of Botswana. So help me God.
Some of the dignitaries who witnessed the historic events include former presidents Mokwesi Masisi and Ian Khama, as well as the presidents of Zimbabwe, Zambia, and our very own deputy president, Paul Mashatile. And finally, there's another Star Wars trilogy in development. Producer Simon Kinberg has signed a deal with Lucasfilms to write and produce 3 more Star Wars films. Kinberg co-created the animated series Star Wars Rebels. I'm Chanel September. I'll be back at 2 with News in Afrikaans.
Donkey sister. Okie dokie. That news brought to you by Seif. You can visit them at seif.com. Want to visit us for the hits? All right, let's get to it.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.